Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. My name is Tony Gambone. This is being brought to you live from the studios here in Houston, Texas, the Tough Talk Radio Network, and excited about a few things today. First of all, this is the first time we've been back on Sundays for a couple of years, and we've been doing a show for almost, looking that up earlier, a little over 4 years, and super excited about being able to do a weekly Christian radio show. I was doing them on Wednesdays because I felt as though I needed to plug in during the middle of the week, but my schedule got so busy, and we've had so many opportunities to interview people that we moved it to Sundays because that's the day that I'm not on the job, and I'm able to be available to be able to meet people like today's guests that are doing so many things that we're helping others. And so Tough Talk Christian Radio is all about showing others the opportunity how they can get out there and serve in their community, serve in their families, and serve in their workplace, and just serving themselves. So we're excited today for a lot of good things. So before we get started with our show, I want to let everybody know that you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google. Just type in Tough Talk Christian Radio and we will come up. And like us on Facebook, hit us up on Twitter. Just do everything out there to connect with us so that we can stay connected to you. If you are someone out there that has experienced some awesome opportunities and want to share with us what the Lord has done in your life, the road that you've traveled down, whether you're a pastor, a person, a worker, it doesn't matter what your title is. We're wanting to hear what God has done in your life so that we can share with others. So you can go to toughtalkchristianradio.com. Click on the button to register as a guest and select the schedule date that's available that meets your schedule, and we would love to have you on the show. So today's show is titled Finding the Right Balance, and for those of you that haven't done too much reading on the description of the show today, we're talking to someone who is the host of Catholic Sports Radio, and when I first heard about this gentleman, I thought, wow, Catholic Sports Radio, finally a show about sports that's got some Christianity in it, right? And it might be a little bit different than you think, so I hope you'll stay tuned and learn more about it. But before we get going, I want to talk to you today about some of the things that, as a child growing up in the Northeast, the way I had found best to communicate with my father was through sports. He was a sports fanatic. And I never really had the opportunity to learn about Christianity through sports. All I knew is that was a way of communicating with my father. And as I grew up and had a family and raised two boys, and they played sports, and we kind of did the same thing. I guess we do what we learn, right? And I learned about they're different. One played football, one played baseball. They both played all three sports, but as they got into high school. And one of the things that I started to think about when you watch television and you watch athletes is the name that they get from being a ball player, whether it's, maybe they're labeled as a thug in a football arena. Maybe they're labeled as, I don't know. We get the news only broadcast good, the bad, because that sells, unfortunately. But we never get to hear a lot of things about athletes that are doing things in the community and who are big servants of the Lord, who are talking about building up youth through Christianity, developing strength through following the Lord, staying on the right path. All we hear is the bad news. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of people out there that have gotten a bad press release, but yet have been known to do some unbelievable things in their community. So, you know, one of my favorites, and I read his devotional from time to time, is Tony Dungy. And by reading his book, I found out that ball players and coaches across the country get on a weekly call and do a Bible study. But no one ever knows those types of things. There's a lot of good things that are done through sports, and there's a lot of things that are done through going to church, Christianity, that never really makes the newspapers because, well, unfortunately, we live in a world that sells what people like to hear, the bad, not the good. So today we're going to get a chance to find out about how you can find balance with your faith, with your with sports, with work, with life. Like I said, I'm married and have two children, and they're grown adults. But as we move along in life, there's always got to be that balance, because if we don't have a balance, well, it's kind of like the scale, right? It's tipped to one side. You can't get much progress out of being one-sided. So it's going to be a way to find your way of being balanced, and hopefully it'll allow you to gain access to your faith and be able to bring it forth. And maybe using the word sports will get your attention. I know that our guest Bruce Worsnick is someone that God has placed on the air. He does a weekly radio show as well that will allow people to grab that headline, Catholic Sports Radio, and tune in just to see what it's about, even if they think it's ESPN, which you're going to find out it's not. But you're going to be able to see how that might help people, help Bruce lead them to it. Okay, so God does some crazy things. And just like this show here, right, we get an opportunity to interview people around the world and talk to them and find out different things. And it just allows us to bring ourselves forward in a better way. So before we bring Bruce up, I'm going to take a little short break. And I want to just give you something to think about for this week. And we'll talk more about it at the end of the show. But as I was in church today, they were talking about the seed of envy, which turns into a plant of jealousy, and how crazy we can become being jealous, and how easily it is to find that jealousy in ourselves. So we're going to talk more about that, and it'll be another show coming up more on that as well. But I just wanted to make sure that I brought a little bit of my service at church today to the listeners. So just think about that a little bit, right? As you're finding balance in your faith, okay, this might help you to understand that seed of envy that turns into a plant of jealousy. So I just hope that everyone stays tuned. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. I want to make sure that you have the call-in number, 347-989-1363. Press 1 to connect with the host and ask your question, or just listen as you're driving and you have it in your car. So we'll be right back here in one short minute.
House Talk Radio. Join Tony and Wendy Gambone on House Talk Radio, where they talk all things house. From tips on home repairs and remodeling to best practices on buying and selling a home, hiring contractors, home loans, and insurance, as well as decorating ideas and how to get the most bang for your buck. If you would like more information about House Talk Radio, go to housetalkradio.com.
All right. See, that wasn't that long at all. Now, we're back here live on Tough Talk Christian Radio. My name is Tony Gambone. We're coming to you out of the Houston, Texas area, and we're broadcasting through the Tough Talk Radio Network. So if you want to learn more about the shows that we have on the network, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com and give us a like on Facebook and hit us up on Twitter as well. As I mentioned, my guest, Bruce Worsnick, is the creator and host of Catholic Sports Radio, where there's no talk about wins and losses or statistics, but instead the weekly show helps listeners find the right balance and priorities when it comes to their faith life versus their sports life. So I don't want to waste any time. I want to bring Bruce up here and get everybody to learn more about him. So Bruce, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate you having me on.
It's my pleasure. And Bruce, you know, there's a whole bunch of questions and a whole bunch of information that I want to get out to. But first, I'd like people to just know a little bit about Bruce. Where you're from, where you're calling in from, Can you give us that information?
Yeah, I'm down in sunny Tampa, Florida. The emphasis on sunny because the rain seems to have finally ended, which we've had too much of lately. And lived here for, gosh, over 17 years. I've been in Florida for what will be 19 years next month and just love it down here. But, you know, I always say that it's not so much where I am, it's where what I do needs to be heard. So I understand the question, but I think we all need to realize that this life is not about us, it's about the Lord. And so wherever we are, He meets us where we are, and wherever we can help someone, that's where we need to be at that particular time.
Amen to that. He'll lead us there, whether we want to go there or not, but that might be a whole another show in itself. So where are you from originally?
Buffalo, New York.
Okay, so it's a little bit sunnier in Florida than Buffalo.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So what made you move to Florida?
Well, I was at a place professionally where the company that I was working for was about to relocate to New Jersey. And I think everybody at some point in their life kind of tells themselves, if I ever relocate, I'd probably go to Florida. And so I thought, well, this is the time to finally activate that. And there's just a whole long list of reasons why it made sense for me. And so I started off in Jacksonville for a year and a half. And like I said, have been in Tampa ever since. So April of 2002 is when I came to this part of the state.
Awesome. Now, Catholic Sports Radio, I think you've been in, I read, you've been in radio a period of time now. Were you ever in the sports arena?
I was in the sports arena for pretty much my whole professional career and had some opportunities to combine that with broadcasting, which I always say was kind of ironic because, you know, in college, they tell you don't get into broadcasting if you think you're going to be a big name, if you think you're going to make all kinds of money because you're going to start off at the bottom. And eventually that wore on me. And I did a couple internships, kind of summer job type thing. And sure enough, they were right. I started at the bottom. And eventually things went in such a way that I thought, well, maybe I'm not going to be doing broadcasting after all. And I was really pursuing the public relations path. And yet, as I went throughout my professional career working in sports public relations, broadcasting would always seem to follow me. So I was working for what is now known as the National Lacrosse League. It's North America's premier pro indoor lacrosse league. And I was doing games on the radio. And then once I left for Florida, even though I wasn't even working in lacrosse anymore, I was being flown up to Columbus, Ohio to be on the television broadcast team for the expansion team that they got. And then many years later here in Florida, Orlando got a team in that league. And I was going over to Orlando to be on the TV broadcast team for them, and then when it was a non-TV game, I was on the ESPN radio affiliate doing their games. And the same thing when I moved into the Olympic movement, I was working for the International Softball Federation, which is the world governing body for the sport, including at the Olympic level. And so I was broadcasting then too. I remember being down in Venezuela, I think it was in 2010, for the Women's World Championship and calling games on the air for the world championship then too. So it's really stuck with me. To this day, I still broadcast the men's and women's lacrosse games for the University of Tampa. And so, like I said, as much as I saw that I was a full-time sports PR guy, broadcasting just followed me all along the way.
That's awesome. I was watching the Little League World Series earlier before the show today, and I seen something on there that, When Louisiana beat, I believe it was New Jersey, the coach sat down with the boys and their 11 and 12 year old boys and gave them such a pep talk, and they lost. But yet he just spoke so well to them that I think that's something they'll carry the rest of their lives. And it actually kind of went viral. And, you know, in the sports world, we don't see much of that. And we're going to talk more about that. But I had to make that announcement. I watched that earlier, and I had tears in my eyes for those boys and for that coach. It was just awesome the way they were promoting skills coming later in life instead of, it wasn't a loss. It was the best experience that they've probably ever had, and they'll be able to be better for it along the way. So let's talk about...
Words can have great power. You know, I'm glad that you mentioned his speech, because words can have great power, and you don't know who's going to take that message and what they're going to do with it. I, as an extension of my broadcasting, 5.5 years ago, I started a weekly podcast, and I've done 289 episodes to this point, and really have gotten so deep into the podcasting industry that I now speak at podcasting events around the country. And I said that at a closing keynote that I did last November in our nation's capital at an event called DC Podfest. I was telling people that what we do matters, and you don't know who's listening. You don't know who needs to do what. And I almost challenge them, make that your mantra when you sit down at the microphone and tell yourself before you press the record button, I don't know who needs to hear something that I'm going to say today or something that my guest is going to say to me. So I was encouraging them, always bring your A game. Don't mail it in. Don't just go through the motions. When you start to do as many as I've done, it gets easy to be tempted into saying, I've done this plenty of times before. I'm kind of tired today. I'm not really feeling it. I'm just going to get it done and out of the way. You can't do that, because just like that coach, some of those words that you say are really going to have an impact on somebody, and they could be listening in Sweden, for Pete's sake, but you've really said something that they needed to hear, whether it's emotionally or spiritually or even something that helps their professional career. So to be a coach is a big responsibility, because like you're saying, when you get into a position like that where it's something like Little League World Series or whatever level it's at, those players are hanging on your every word and counting on you to say something that's going to mean something to them. And it may mean something to them 10 years later, but they still hung on to it.
Yeah, I so agree. I've been doing the internet shows since 2008, and I've interviewed well over 2,000 people, and I'm still get a funny look on my face when I talk to people and they say certain things about previous shows and that I forgot about, but you just, that ripple effect, you know, that it has on people that you never know or meet. You just never know. So you really do have to show up as yourself and bring your A game every time, no matter what, whether it's a podcast, an internet radio show, a day at the office. It's just, you have to be authentic and be transparent, and people will learn every time. And I think that, that's why that's the Bible says we're all created equal, and we're all created to, you know, to be, superstars, I guess, for lack of better words, because I think that if we share what we've done in our lives, it helps others, and we don't even know it, get through the muck that they might be swimming through at that time. So things like what that coach did, it affected me, and I'm still talking about it. So I can't even imagine when them children run into a situation along the road in years to come, those words will be so valuable to him. So anyway, tell me something. Why did you start Catholic Sports Radio?
Well, a few reasons. Number one is I am a cradle Catholic, as they say, so it's the only denomination I've ever known. And because I have worked in sports my whole professional career and I've done all the broadcasting that we talked about and the success that I've had with my other podcast, I just felt that there was a unique opportunity in the podcasting world. We talk a lot about the fact that the more niched down your show is, the better. And I want to make clear right up front, you don't have to be Catholic to listen to Catholic Sports Radio. Yet, I went with that angle because it is very specific, meaning that the guests that I'm interviewing are Catholics, but their current or their former coaches, athletes, when I say officials, I mean referees, umpires, et cetera. Yes, some clergy, administrators, and so on. And I felt that people needed to see that you don't just go to church on Sunday and say, I'll see you next week. You know, there's different ways and different places, as we all know, where we can carry our faith through the week with us. And obviously, we're supposed to carry it anywhere and everywhere. But I think people look at something like athletics, Tony, and they say, well, you know, there's no connection there. I'll pick my faith back up when I get home from the game, or even if you're just a fan, you know, when I'm done watching the game or whatever it is. And the fact of the matter is, no, God is in everything. And so it's okay. There's a lot of great qualities about sport. I mean, obviously, as I said, I've worked in sports my whole professional career. I played some sports here and there, nothing real worth bragging about, but I'm a huge sports nut. At the same time, I realize that there's a lot of terrific qualities to sports, but we do have to put things into perspective and realize that you don't worship the idea of sport. You don't worship a particular athlete. You don't tell yourself that if I could just make it to the pros, that's the most important thing. No, the most important thing and what we worship is God and God alone. And so I thought this would be a good vehicle to bring to people to get inspired. And it could be for whatever level of faith you're at, meaning that if you've really fallen away from your faith, if you've really fallen away from the church and you listen to Catholic Sports Radio and it moves you a little bit to say, okay, maybe it's time I start going back to church. Well, then I say, Bruce Wozniak, I say, thank you, God, that you used me to move this person that way. If it's somebody who is already going to church, but maybe they're just doing it every week to check it off the list, well, maybe they hear Catholic Sports Radio and they say, I probably need to rededicate myself a little bit more to my faith and not just go through the motions. And at the same time, there could be people who are on fire for the Lord and hear my show and say, yes, I want to evangelize even more. This show is inspiring me. The guests are inspiring me when I'm hearing from them. So, you know, Tony, I thought there's plenty of ESPNs and Fox Sports out there. I don't need to do another show about wins and losses and statistics. Let's talk to people who happen to be Catholics, but are applying their faith life into their sports life and tell people what those stories are and how they're doing it.
So, Bruce, tell me, you know, we see, and I'm going to stay in this little arena of athletes because we see a lot of athletes get a bad rap, right? But we see a lot of people that the only way out of their environment is through playing baseball, basketball, football, and that's their way out. It's either get a really good education and get out of the area, or get a scholarship to play sports and get out of there. And so their main focus is getting out of where they are. Do you have any way of reaching those people in those areas that are focused on sports, or, you know, they don't have the ability to have Christ in their life, or, you know, maybe their coach is teaching them that, but when at the end of the day, it seems like they're chasing the dollar. And you and I both know that after a while, the dollar is never enough. Okay. There's never going to be enough, except if you just start chasing the Lord. Right. But at the end of it all, do you have ways of bringing your show into those environments to work with people like that are coming up and using sports as a vehicle to get out of the environment that they're in and to so-called get into a better lifestyle? But do you have any way of mentoring those through your show?
Well, it's a very good question. And taken on the surface, how can I bring it to them? It's a matter of them finding the show through the promotion that I'm doing and them going to CatholicSportsRadio.net and listening to it, or finding it wherever they listen to podcasts. But beyond that is we can all pray for those people. But then if you drill down even further, it's my ministry, my Catholic Sports Radio ministry, is the guests themselves. I would like to think that they are being reinforced by coming on my show and they hear the call that they need to do more. So I may have a football coach on my show who is at the collegiate level, and he's going to tell me what he's doing, how he's reaching his student athletes in their faith life. But I think he's also going to say, I do need to walk the walk and talk the talk. Here I am on Catholic Sports Radio telling Bruce what I'm doing for these. And I've had some guests, Tony, who will kind of catch themselves and say, maybe I do need to do that a little more. Maybe I need to be a little better at doing that. And so I think there really is this trickle-down effect where the mere presence of the show and people finding it, word of mouth, people spreading the word about Catholic Sports Radio and more listeners coming to it, all of our prayers that help. But then, yes, there's the guests that are going to talk. And, you know, I go out and I speak, and that's one of the things that I really want to do more of, is bring my Catholic Sports Radio ministry to churches, to sports events, to different dioceses, to whoever's putting on an event where there's a call for someone doing what I'm doing, and say, we've got some folks that need to hear this. And mind you, even though we're talking about the people that we're talking about right now, there could be fans out there who are 50 years old that need to hear me stand on a stage in front of them and say, sports are great and it's a lot of fun. However, this isn't the be-all, end-all. And of course, we unfortunately hear way too many stories around the time of the year when the Super Bowl comes up about the heightened domestic violence statistics. And so people get so emotional. Some of them are betting. Some of them are just so, so devoted to their team that it gets out of hand, and they need to hear that you need to dial all this back and put it in perspective and know that your focus needs to be on getting to heaven and on following the path that Jesus led for us in his time on earth, not on, yeah, I do that on Sunday. Right now, I need to go and watch this NBA game on Tuesday night because insert bizarre reason here.
Yeah. A perfect example was, I seen on the news earlier today that Andrew Luck is retiring from football, and they showed a fan in the stands in their stadium that ripped his jersey that he had on, Andrew Luck jersey on, took it off and threw it down in disgust. And, wow. And it's really a shame that it's gotten to the fact where instead of respecting a 29-year-old man who knows enough to better himself by retiring because of injuries, than to go on and being locked into that, I got to do this until he's disabled, you know. But that's where our world has gotten to, is where the people out there put all of their interest in that team for all the wrong reasons. And so I don't know a lot about Andrew Luck's background, but other than his statistics, I'm sure that gentleman that tore his jersey off and threw it down in disgust didn't either. And I think that's what you're trying to bring about, that there's more to this way of life. And if you're a sports fanatic, that's great, but God should be first on everything. And I'm going to be the first one to say this to the listeners. That's not an easy gig. I mean, putting God first every day, every minute of every day is almost impossible, and it's not easy, but it's well worth the effort. So let me ask you, do you have an example of someone that you've interviewed that's a good representation of what your radio show is about?
Something that you were just saying made me think of exactly that. There's a hockey player by the name of Mark Van Gilder, and Mark has spent the overwhelming majority of his, I'm going to say, professional career, because don't forget, even when you're in the minor leagues, you're still considered a pro hockey player. But he got called up to play for the Nashville Predators, finally got to play his first NHL game, and that was the one and only game that he played in the NHL. But here's a guy that's had a very long career in hockey, playing for the Milwaukee Admirals. Now he's been playing overseas, playing professionally in Europe. And this is a guy that said on my show, listen, I'm not really the most eloquent guy when it comes to speaking. I'm not someone who would think of going out and being a speaker, but the Lord just kind of drew me in that direction to where I saw that he was trying to use me. And so I am trying to do more things in his name. And so Mark is somebody that is not a household name yet. He's making sure that he's not hiding his light under a bushel. And we talked about something like the emotions that really get fired up in a hockey game. And I said, you know, because you are so strong in your Catholic faith, do you find that maybe you're trying to be a little more aware of the language that you're using on the ice, being that it is such a hard-hitting sport, and in the heat of battle down there, it's easy to use a lot of profanity? And he kind of laughed a little bit, but he said, you know, I do realize that there are some kids that if they're within earshot of the ice, I don't want them to hear bad language coming from me. Some of these kids are going to look up to you as a role model. And so it's something that simple. You know, we talked about, do you do anything in the locker room to try to help some of the other players that maybe need some help with their faith? And it's one of those, you know, preach the gospel, use words if necessary, and eventually those players will gravitate to you. And you'll kind of see someone who maybe is ready to have that talk or some of those long bus rides that they do have in the minor leagues. And so Mark has been a real good example of someone who's doing God's work. It's not anything over the top where people are going to say, well, I can't do that. This guy has got this huge platform. And no, this is a guy that is doing it on the ground in places that you wouldn't expect it to be done. And it's proof that we can all demonstrate our devotion and possibly minister to others in situations like those that I just described for Mark Van Gilder, who, like I say, God bless him. He's had a great professional career and unfortunately only tasted the NHL for one game.
Mm. So, wow, that's got to be, you would think, frustrating for him to only make it to one game, but maybe on the other side of the coin, the fact that he made it to one game proved that all of his sacrifice got him to where he was trying to get to. And sometimes we have to understand that the Lord will make us go through sacrifices to get to where he wants us to be. And once we release control of where we're trying to go, we have the opportunity to find a better place and even become a better speaker about it, as such as he was on your show. I want to just let everybody know that to find out more information, if you go to CatholicSportsRadio.net, I'm going to say it again, CatholicSportsRadio.net, you're going to be able to find out all kinds of stuff about the show and about Bruce, and also about getting him to become a speaker at either your church, or maybe it's a men's conference, or just an opportunity to meet him if you're in Florida or something like that. Tell me, Bruce, where do you go from here with this show? Like, I know that you're trying to speak more, and I know that, and I understand this part of it. This is a ministry to you. And I find that same opportunity for me. It's a way for me to. I always say I want to share what others are doing through the Lord, but it pumps me up as well, because it reminds me of what I'm doing. And or not doing. And so those types of things are really important for me to keep on point. But where do you go from here with Catholic Sports Radio? What's the bigger picture?
Well, you know, that is something that I pray about, and that's what I encourage your listeners to do. It's something that I encourage my listeners to do, which is when you're not seeing yet where the Lord has you going, that's when you need to dive deeper into prayer and silent prayer. As strange as that sounds, we spend so much time telling God what we want, what we need, what we think, but we don't stick around to listen for the answer. Or it's like we quote unquote hang up and sit back and go, okay, where is that thing I just prayed for? So for me, I'm getting in the reps. I'm making sure that I'm being a good and faithful servant, that I'm doing this show, that I'm giving the listeners what I'm telling them, which is on time every week on Monday, and that the show is there, and finding more guests. And, you know, God has really brought the guests to me. When I first sat down with this idea and told myself it's going to be a Catholic who is, as I said before, current or former athlete, coach, etc., I started making a list of those that I thought that I could get. And the list was pretty impressive. I think I was in somewhere in the mid to upper 40s. But then I thought, well, wait a minute, if this is going to be a weekly show, well, that might get me through a year. Darn it. Oh, well, maybe I have to make it every other week. And Tony, in that moment, as soon as I heard myself backing off this thing, that's when I recognized that was Satan trying to get me to not do this show because he doesn't want God to get the glory. And in that moment, I told myself, aha, this is Satan doing this. Now I am, darn it, I am going to do this every week. And lo and behold, as I mentioned before, that because of the success I've had with my other podcasts and all the knowledge I have, all the equipment I have, I thought, this is something that God gave me. He wants me to use all of this that he gave me for his kingdom. And so I'm going to do the podcast every week. And lo and behold, the guests have just been multiplying because God sees that I'm working in his name. And he said, you do the podcast, I'll get you the guests. And so where I see this going now is, for instance, one of my most recent episodes was Cam Cameron was the guest. He was the former head coach of the Miami Dolphins. He was also the offensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens. He's had several jobs in the NFL, the San Diego Chargers, started off as the quarterback's coach of the Washington Redskins, and he did a lot of college coaching too, most recently at LSU. And so Cam is connecting me with some higher profile Catholic guests that I intend to get on the show. So that's one place where I see this going, is to make sure I strike that balance between male and female guests, strike the balance between representing a variety of different sports, representing guests that maybe you haven't heard of, but also starting to get some of these higher profile guests. And then, yes, seeing where the Lord is going to take me on this journey, as I said, to go out. For instance, I am going to be speaking in October in Grand Rapids, Michigan, at the second Global Congress on Sport and Christianity, which is a big deal, as it probably sounds like it is. And so those are the doors that I don't want to say I'm going to sit back and wait and watch for God to open for me. Obviously, I have to be active in that as well. But to do things like I'm doing with you, and to help get the word out more, to build up the listenership, and to get it to where I can go out and speak to more people and meet them where they are, because certain people, for whatever reason, amazingly, still don't know what a podcast is or how they listen to it. I think they make a bigger deal out of it than they need to. So maybe it's the reverse. Maybe they hear me speak at an event and they say, this guy really did something here for me today. I need to know more. And so they can walk away from me knowing, well, I'll just listen to his show every week, and it sounds like his guests are going to help me and inspire me. So that's where I see it going for now. But God knows where it's going to go. I need to be faithful to him and to just continue to put in the reps and make sure that I just keep delivering a quality show every week, so people get good content that's meaningful to them and keeps them coming back, and as a result, keeps them looking to go deeper in their faith.
Well, short story is, back in 2008, I got sick with my health, went way downhill, and I had to give up a business that I had, and I had to learn a whole new business. I had to learn how to build a business, make money from a bed. And back then in 2008, it was called internet radio, podcast, and it wasn't out yet. It wasn't called that. But I got the chance to do internet radio and didn't know why, and did a lot of different types of shows. And, you know, God had a funny plan for me, because in 2010, I found the Lord. So at the age of 54, right? And so now at the age of 63, I can look back and go, if you stay on the path and stick to what you think you're supposed to do and do it every day, God will lead you and provide for you. And I mean, my shows are always booked out 2 to 3 months at a time. Okay. And so it's there. As long as I always compare it to a shortstop. You can be a really good shortstop, but if you don't move your feet, you can't play the game. And you can be a really good prayer, but if you don't move your feet, you can't stay in the game. So it's really important for people to understand, just because you pray doesn't mean it's going to happen. And might not happen here on earth, but you have to keep moving your feet, and you got to stay focused on the Lord, and he will provide for you something as good as you think it is going to be, or way better. And most of the time I find it's way better. It just takes time to recognize it. So I'm really excited about this opportunity. How can people become a guest on your show? Do they have to be an athlete, a coach, or an umpire?
Well, first and foremost, they do have to be Catholic. And on episode 1 of Catholic Sports Radio, when I introduced, here's who I am, here's what qualifies me to do this, here's what the show is going to be, I did make it clear that while I will be looking for guests as the show continues on, I did make it clear it's called Catholic Sports Radio for a reason. The guest has to be Catholic. And so I said on that show, please don't tell me to have on Tim Tebow. I know about the name that he's made for himself with his faith, but he's not Catholic. Please don't tell me to have on Tony Dungy, same reason, etc. So if someone is Catholic, if they are a current or a former athlete, coach, official, meaning umpire or referee, an administrator, and they can look at CatholicSportsRadio.net to see the guests that have been on there and get a sense. Now, mind you, Tony, one of the other qualifications that people have to have is they can check off all those boxes that I just said, But if they are just going through the motions and just checking off the box and say, I went to church this week, well, they're not a fit for the show. They need to listen to the show, and they need to rededicate themselves to their faith and get deeper in their Catholic faith before they can consider being interviewed on the show. Because, again, let's go back to the beginning of what you and I have been doing here for the last little while, which is talking about the fact that this is not a show about wins and losses and statistics. We're talking about, on Catholic Sports Radio, about the intersection of your faith life and your sports life. You have to have some kind of witness to share with my listeners. So if you come on and you say, oh, I go to church every week, let's talk about my sports career, well, that's not a fit. So I think that also kind of helps people to assess where they are and do a self-audit and say, gosh, maybe my sports is too important. Maybe I am placing too much importance. I'm coming on this show because all I want to do is talk about my victories on the field. Well, you need to shift your priorities a little bit there and understand that that's all good and there's a place for it, but that's not the number one thing that you should always want to tell everybody about. And I want to go back to what you were just saying about the story that you shared about what you went through with your health. And I think your story is really great for listeners to hear because you are so relatable. You are the listener. And so they say, wow, Tony went through something like that and he had to completely change his business. And it makes you stop and think. And it makes me think of Baby Joe Macy. He was a heavyweight boxer that I interviewed. He was undefeated in his professional career. He had a 36-0 one loss record, 29 knockouts. He got to number one in the world where he would have fought for the heavyweight title, but he suffered a serious head injury. And so his boxing career was, for all intents and purposes, over with. And so people hear about guys like Baby Joe and they say, wow, well, so what does he do then? And they hear about you and say, well, Tony, what did you do when this happened to you? And so you pivoted and you said, well, I've got to find a different way to make a business. And Baby Joe, ironically, when he was on my show, he talked about how he works for St. Jude, selling medical devices to the same doctors who treated him when he was a patient going through what he went through because of the head injury. And so we don't see it at the moment. You know, all we see is, oh my gosh, your boxing career is over with, or in your case, Tony, oh my gosh, you're not going to be able to conduct business the way you always have. What are you going to do? But God is in everything. And so there's a purpose for these things that we go through. We have to look for him at that time and not complain and say, why me? And a lot of my guests have done a good job of telling some of those stories that seem almost like a why me type story. And so they're very inspirational. I think it does give the average listener an opportunity to say, wow, even people like that, even someone like a former heavyweight boxer who rose to number one in the world, even he has to go through challenges like that, like I have to go through. Yes, we all do.
I agree. I agree. Boy, you got some good stuff, Bruce. Now, one more question. And, you know, doing the shows, that time goes quickly, but I like to try to give a chance for the guest on every interview to tell the audience the one thing this year that you could advise people to do that might be helpful to them. Is this a suggestion, some advice? Some people have given me sayings or one thing that you think would help the listeners in this ongoing year 2019, what's one recommendation or piece of advice you can leave with them?
A real simple one. As soon as you said that, this is what popped into my head. I think it comes from, I attend a weekly Christian Business Connections group, and the fella has moved away who I'm about to talk about, but when he used to be under the title of our prayer leader every week, we would kind of go through our agenda and ask the officers of the meeting to give their report, and it would get to him, and we would say, anything from the prayer leader seat? And he would say, pray without ceasing. And I think, unfortunately, we forget that, as simple as it is, pray without ceasing. Because if you're in constant prayer, then you're in constant dialogue with the Lord, and you're going to draw that much closer to him, and it's going to be more likely that you're going to go deeper in your faith instead of just looking for him when there's a crisis. And so pray without ceasing, because there is so much that's going on around us every day, even if it doesn't affect us directly. You know, you hear about some of these tragedies that take place around the country, and people will say, pray for the victims of that shooting. Well, you really should. And you really should pray for the shooter, too, as unpopular as that sounds, but pray without ceasing. And so I really encourage people to take that to heart and not just blow it off as a figure of speech and say, yeah, I hear that all the time. Well, you hear it all the time, but are you doing it all the time? I don't mind challenging people, Tony, and asking listeners, okay, but are you doing that? It's a lot like when I am out as a speaker, I will do a presentation and I'll say, some of this may sound like common sense or kind of, you know, 101, as they say in college, but are you doing these things? And so pray without ceasing, for sure. I would encourage people, you can't go wrong.
Awesome. Bruce, I can't thank you enough for taking time out today to share with our listeners the good things that God is getting you to do and moving forward. Excited about following along to see. I hope people will go to your website, CatholicSportsRadio.net. Be a listener. There's a lot of ways that you can connect with Bruce. You can just get on his website, and like I said, you can get him to come and speak in your area. I know that I try to go to at least one or two men's conferences a year, and when I go to them, one of the things that they use to get men's attention is sports. So if you're someone in that arena that has heard this episode or have the chance to go to CatholicSportsRadio.net, check Bruce out. I think this would be a great fit for your conference if you're having a men's conference. And if you're in a small community in anywhere in the country, I believe that if you reach out to Bruce, he'll come and share what he's doing. I hope to stay following you, Bruce, since I'm already connected with you on Facebook. People can go to facebook.com/CathSportsRadio and find him. Just go to the website. You'll be able to find him at CatholicSportsRadio.net. Once again, man, thanks so much for what you're doing and taking the time out to share with our audience here. I really appreciate you.
Yeah, my pleasure, Tony. And listeners, we've been talking all about the website, but once you get there, you'll see there's icons you can click on. The show is available on just about any podcast platform where you're used to listening. So whether that's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the iHeartRadio app, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Overcast, we have links to all those at CatholicSportsRadio.net. And remember, you don't have to be Catholic to listen to the show. And Tony, I really am grateful for what you're doing for the kingdom and really appreciate you having me on as a guest.
Well, I'm sure we're going to have you back on. We're going to keep following along here. And I just want to make sure, how long has this sports radio show, Catholic Sports Radio, been on the air?
Started in February, so up to 31 episodes now, and a long way to go to catch up to the other one. I've mentioned it a few times, by the way. It's called Now Hear This Entertainment. I interview guests who are having success in entertainment, which is primarily music. I started that one in February of 2014. So I got in plenty of reps before I was able to hit the ground running with Catholic Sports Radio in February of this year, 2019.
One last thing. I always ask my guests if they've written a book, and I know you've written a couple of e-books not related to the show. But I just have to ask this question because that's just the way I go. When are you going to put your story in a book so people can know more about you, and when you're speaking, there's something they can take home with them?
It's interesting that you should say that because I haven't really made this public yet, but that is, when you asked me before, where do you see this going? That is something that is on the list of plans for Catholic Sports Radio, and the ministry will eventually result in there being a book that I will do. I don't know when that will be, hopefully sooner than later, but it's in the works, and I'm trying to get more content from these interviews that I'm doing and get more shows done and just see what the message is that I really want to deliver, because obviously there's a lot of content out there already, and I think everybody kind of gets their eyes just kind of gloss over with all the books that are out there. And so I want to make sure, just as I did with the show itself, that it's something that's going to speak to people and that they want to make a small investment in purchasing to help them with their faith life.
So the one thing that I know will help people, okay, is the story about you, not the show. Okay, because when, you know, what's the connection, right? The heart. Okay, when they know your heart and they know your journey, they become your followers. So think about writing your story, not the show's story. That's a book, but your story is what God put you here for.
Yeah, it's interesting that you use that word, because what the listeners don't know of your show, I'm pretty sure that I mentioned this on episode one of Catholic Sports Radio, but my heart, in that I have had two open heart surgeries in my life. So that's a big part of the special heart that I tell people that I have, because I say that literally and figuratively, because there's that expression, you know, about, oh, what a special heart you have. And I think, well, no, medically, I actually do have a special heart, because I'm so you could be right, Tony. I might be focusing a little bit too much. And again, I think it's that attitude of it's not about us, it's about him, and wanting to make it about God, not myself. But at the same time, maybe I'm focusing a little bit too much on the guests, and perhaps people could benefit from knowing the trials that I've overcome.
Well, I'm here to help. So if you ever need a conversation about it or a direction on it, just give me a holler. We've done a couple of books where they're kind of compilation books where people tell their story in a chapter. But I also written a book on my life story, because it's a testimony that I might not have been proud of, but I'm glad I did the story, so that it made me understand, you know, when you list all the things that you've been through, there's more good than bad, but you just never recognize that until you start listing it. So anyway, we'll talk again.
All right. Thank you, Tony.
All right, pal. You have a great week. Okay, folks. Great interview today. Great interview. I know it ran a little bit longer than we usually do, but that's where God took us today. Bruce Wozniak is the creator and host of Catholic Sports Radio. You can find him on CatholicSportsRadio.net. As he said, it's not all about sports. It's about faith. Okay, and if your faith is balanced, your life's going to be a little bit easier. There's no guarantee that life's going to be chuckles and laughter every single day because you follow the Lord, but it'll be easier to get through the parts that aren't laughs and chuckles. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm the host of Tough Talk Christian Radio, and today's episode was Finding the Right Balance. If you tuned in late, it's not a problem. Just go to toughtalkchristianradio.com and you can find it, or go to my Facebook page as well. Make sure to check Bruce out. We'll be back next week, as always, on a new day, Sunday afternoons at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. And please, folks, if you're out there and you have a heart for the Lord and you want to share what you're doing or what the Lord's doing in your life, check us out at toughtalkchristianradio.com. That's our show for today. We look forward to talking with you next week. Have a blessed week.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.